thrilled and privileged tonight to have Brother Greg Godwin in the house. Appreciate his ministry and his spirit, his faithfulness to serve in the ministry of evangelism. It's been a great blessing to us here in this pulpit. In recent years, in our conference at Alabama Revival Conference, we're making a difference in our state, in our region, in our district. And this year, something happened. And those men that filled the pulpit there took authority and dominion. We poured water over the elder's hands, made him the apostle of our meeting, the bishop of our meeting. And these men like Brother Emery and Brother Godwin, these that have come in to teach, they stood in the day services and did the work of wise elders, opened the word of God in a powerful, powerful way. There's a bonding here, and there's a word in this house tonight. And I appreciate so very much Brother Godwin, his family, and his ministry tonight. As he comes, I want you to extend your hand and your prayer. Pray powerfully for him tonight as he comes, that God would just bless his life and his home and his family.
Thank you, sir. I love you, man. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. Come on, somebody ought to lift a loud voice. Give God some praise in the monitors. I just love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn quickly to 1 Kings chapter number 18. 1 Kings chapter number 18. And 2 Samuel, thank you, sir, chapter number 5. We'll read 2 Samuel first, 2 Samuel 5. If I could get just a touch of gain on this microphone, just that'll help me. Amen. Thank God for your praise and worship. Amen. Let us never grow weary of exuberant, extravagant praise. Amen. It was the 12 chosen disciples that had become so comfortable with the Lord that when a knock came at the door and a woman with a past and a problem walked in, and she began to do what they had forgot to do. They had actually let Jesus in the house. They had let him sit down at the table, take off his own sandals, eat his meal, and they're finished. And when she came in, she broke that alabaster box and began to worship. It ticked those 12 fellas off. Bible said they were full of indignation. The word literally means graveling wicked passion. Most of the time, the only people that don't like real fervent praise is people who's been around a long time. Amen. Just elbow somebody, say that's a good place to fake it and say amen right there. Amen. But I love what the Lord said. He looked at them 12 boys he picked and he said, y'all leave her alone. Amen. She's anointed my body for the burial. She's getting me ready for my next dimension. And as I was standing over here, I just felt, amen, that this fervent praise is just getting you ready for the next level. Amen. 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 I know some seasoned Pentecostal churches that have trouble with all this. That's all right. That's why they just stay like they are. Amen. Thank God for your praise. Amen. And your worship. It's happening. Look at somebody and say, it's happening. Amen. Key to revival is just continuing on. And amen. You just keep pressing and that makes the devil mad. Amen. I won't be long. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But I'm going to be right. Everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the trouble with being a real fervent and physical praising church, which all of that's biblical, amen, there's no praise word in the Hebrew that requires that you sit still and act like this microphone stand. You cannot praise a thrice holy God acting like that. It requires emotion. It requires physical movement. And if you ain't doing that, you ain't worshiping. You say, what about me? I'm a little bit older. Just give him a little wave. Just do it with all your might. If all you can do is that, just do it. The key to praise is do it as unto the Lord. We don't do any of our praise to be seen nor heard nor noticed. But we do it all. If we click, when I, everything goes on in here, flipping and dancing and kicking and jumping and skipping and spinning. And as long as we're doing it as unto the Lord, God says, I like that. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I didn't see you tonight. Amen. I saw praise going up in this house. Come on, look at somebody and say, I didn't see you. I saw praise. Amen. Amen. All right, let me try to preach. Give honor to your pastor. Appreciate you praying for us. Amen. And praying for my family. Not all churches do that, but we appreciate you doing that. And backing up the evangelist ministry, we'll be, most of you probably don't know, we're the coordinator for the evangelist in the United Pentecostal Church. And this year we'll be taking our, and as long as I got anything to do with it, from here on out, we'll be taking our evangelist conference and our endorsement sessions down to Alexandria because of the times. 2 days full training and teaching before it starts. And Brother Mangan was just real excited about it. And so pray for us. We got about almost 300 evangelists on the list. And that's, if half of those are married, that's almost 500 people, amen, in our little area. And the sky's the limit for what we can do and could do for evangelists. And so help us pray that the Lord will, amen, help us out. All right, left rambling. 2 Samuel 5 and verse 22. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then, everybody say then, thou shalt bestir, that's just a fancy word for move, thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Notice, move after you hear a sound, and then the Lord's going to do his thing. Amen. Look at somebody and say, listen for a sound. Second, or 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse 37. Elijah's praying in broad daylight confrontation with the priest of Ahab, and now they've done all their deal, and Elijah prays, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the dust, licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. Elisha said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. They took them, and Elijah brought them down the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. Everybody say sound. Amen. I'm going to preach for the next few minutes on sounds the devil hates to hear. Come on, look at three people and tell them there's some sounds that the devil hates to hear. One of them is somebody joining praise with somebody. So would you lift your hands up in the air? And one more, come on, get somebody by the hand. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Come on, somebody. And everybody said amen. Amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Sound, by definition, is a form of energy. Everybody say energy. That is given off by a vibrating body. A vibrating body. Whether it's solids, liquids, or air or gases. Right now in the air, there's sound happening in here. And you can hear me not because of the PA, but you can hear me because the air and the molecules in the air, when I speak, they begin to bounce against each other. The molecules are bodies, and as they bounce against each other, it transmits sound and moves sound. Water can move sound. Solids can move sound. The reason you put soundboard up on the back walls is try to stop some of the sound in here, because if you don't put something up on that back wall to absorb some sound, the sound hits that wall, and because it's a hard wall, it'll bounce back, and it bounces back against sound going to it, and now all of a sudden you get a out in the audience, and you can't understand that. And so we put something soft up there to catch some of the sound, because if it's just a solid, it would become a conductor of sound. The key is that there is a vibrating body. What does that mean to us? A proper revelation of who we are. Number one, as individuals, we are made up of human bodies. And we cause sound when we move. You can try to tiptoe through the woods if you want to, but just the slightest, there's just a sound. The blind man can hear you coming. He can hear sound bouncing off the buildings as you step by, and he can tell where you are and where you're going. But concerning the church, Ephesians 1 and Colossians 1 gives us a proper revelation of who we are collectively tonight, and that is that we are the body of Christ. Amen. Paul goes on and gives further revelation that by new birth, repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we have been baptized into Christ. Amen. Oh, we believe in him and we believe on him, but we like to go one step further than that. I want to get in Christ. And the only way to get in Christ, amen, is I got to be baptized into Christ. Amen. I believe in him and I believe on him. But when I was born again of the water and spirit, he baptized me into Christ. And then I put him on, and it was Christ in me, the hope of glory. Somebody shout amen. Amen. And so we are members then in particular, in part and in share. Amen. And the Bible clearly tells us that every joint should supply nourishment to the edification of this body. Look at somebody and say, give me what you got. Amen. What the revelation tells us is we can't come in here and do our own thing, and we can't just do our own little party. Amen. If you're a part of the body of Christ, amen, when God blesses you, you got to bless somebody by you, because every joint is to supply nourishment so the body can be edified. Look at somebody and say, I need you to edify me. Amen. I need you to speak a word to me. I need you to, amen, tell me something good. That's funny. When that thought came through my mind, when the thought came through my mind, tell me something good, the groove came with it. Back some old music I used to listen to. Tell me something good. Hey. Yeah, I'm a white man, but I'm a black man trapped in a white body. Hallelujah. I don't remember who it was saying it, but as soon as I thought, tell me something good, I heard her. Tell me something good. Look at somebody say, tell me something good. Hey, man, good news makes the bones fat. I mean, look at somebody say, tell me something good. Come on. Tell me what the Lord's been doing for you. Tell me how he made a way out of no way. Tell me how he built a bridge over troubled water. Tell me how he became your lawyer in a courtroom and a doctor in a sick room. Come on. You need to tell me something good. Amen. You got to tell me what the Lord's been doing for you. If the Lord's been helping you make good money so you can pay your bills, tell me. Because my money's getting funny, but I know God's able to help my money straighten out. Come on, some of y'all need to look at somebody and say, tell me something good. Amen, amen. And so we see ourselves corporately as a body. It is the church. Paul says in Ephesians, the very first chapter, that we are to make known the manifold wisdom of God to the principalities and powers of the air. The church then is not to be some little tent of people over on the side of the road, ducking with their tails between their legs, so to speak, and cowering in fear, wondering when the devil's going to get them. No, amen. The revelation of the church is, amen, you got to let hell know something. Amen. There's some manifold way. You got to let hell know this is as far as you come, oh boy. Amen. You've wreaked havoc in my neighborhood, but this is as far as you come. Everywhere I walk, I'm claiming this land. I got to let hell know something. Yeah, man, come on, look at somebody and say, you got to let hell know something. Yeah, man, some of y'all need to walk up in your house with a bottle of oil and anoint your kid's room and say, devil, you can't come in here. Hey, come on. Oh, let me just chase a rabbit down here and tell you. Now, the problem, I mean, you can be see the problem with being a real fervent, exuberant praising church is you expend all of your energy before it comes time for preaching. Amen. So we have to learn how to, as one old bishop said, they got to save my ointment. Amen. You got to get your praise on, but you got to keep something in reserve because, amen, if we praise it up to here and you can't praise the preacher on through, amen, all that worship's going to do is make you feel good. But if you can praise that preacher through, he'll give you a word that'll set you free. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on. And so the revelation is, amen, that we are the church of the living God. We are the body of Christ in the earth. And the thing that hell fears the most is a sound that is emitted. Please leave me up. Don't cut me down. Amen. A sound that is emitted by a vibrating body, a church that knows how to produce sound. There are two types of sound. One, there is transverse, which is up and down. There is a sound where the Spirit begins to speak to us. It comes from up high and it comes down low. Then there is a sound that is longitudinal, which is back and forth. That's why, amen, we don't only just wait on God to do something, but we send praise up. Amen. Because as the vapor goes up, so the rain comes down. I've got good news for you. Earth affects heaven. Amen. If you want something out of heaven, you got to send up some vapor. Because as soon as the heavens are full of vapor, it's going to rain. And I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Can I say in Birmingham, amen, the heavens are full with your vapor. Amen, you've been praising and worshiping, and vapor has been going up. But as I stood over here, I felt this word thunder in my spirit. Tell him you better watch out. There's about to be a cloud burst. There's about to be a release of rain from your praise. Come on, something's about to change in your house. Something's about to change in this city. Something's about to change on your job. It's about to rain. I hear the sound. Come on, touch three people and say, I hear sound. I hear the sound. You can be seated. In dry air, sound travels 1,087 feet per second. But in wet air, it travels 4,897 feet per second. That means even if it was a dead, dry church service, amen, we could put up a sound that would travel over 1,000 feet per second. But in a wet service like this, in a worshiping service like this, amen, I'm telling you, at 5,000 miles per second, you can let hell know something. Devil, amen, you may be breaking out in my house, but I got news for you. Watch me worship. Watch me praise. Watch me put off sound of worship. I've come to prophesy to you, and it's time to let this church vibrate. It's time for you to put off a sound that lets hell know what side you're on. It's time for you to let hell know. Watch me worship. Watch me pray. Watch me give. You can be seated. So hell stands in direct opposition of the church, trying to influence what we hear, distort the sounds that God wants us to hear from above. But I've come to preach, there's a sound that the devil can't stand. Amen. I said there's a sound that the devil can't stand. Jeremiah 50:20 says, amen, there is the sound of battle. Somebody say the sound of battle. Amen. Jeremiah said the sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? The Lord said, I have laid a snare for thee. Thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou hast not aware. Thou art found and hast been caught because thou hast striven against the Lord. I've come to tell you, amen, there's a sound of battle. When your enemy pushes you one inch too far, God said, that's it. I become a man of war now. You done pushed them one time too many. Oh, I wish somebody would help me preach in here. I've come to tell you there's a sound of battle. I hear the Lord coming to your defense. I hear the Lord coming and saying, let them go. I'm going to break you like a hammer. Come on, look at somebody and say, the devil pushed me one time too many. There's a sound, 2 Samuel 5:23, of a going in the top of the mulberry bush. It's a marching, or the sound of stepping chains and snapping chains, literally. Amen. It's the movement of angelic beings. Amen. The Philistines are come again, David cried. We just defeated them 3 verses ago, if you will. But the Bible said the Philistines came again. I wonder if there's anybody in here that's ever got victory against your enemy. And before you could wake up the next morning, amen, the hounds of hell were on your trail again. But I got good news for you. Whatever got you victory last night is going to get you victory this morning. Tell it, devil, I got more where that came from. I whipped you last night and I'm going to whip you this morning. I don't need a bass and a drum. I got a praise down in my soul. The Lord said, here's your signal. Wait for the sound. The going in the top of the mulberry trees. Wait till you hear the move of the Spirit. Wait till you hear the angelic forces moving. Everybody say, a sound. 1 Kings 18:41, the sound of abundance of rain. Now the great confrontation is over. The false prophets have been destroyed. And Elijah in prayer says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. All I see is a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. Amen, but little is much when God is in it. I don't have to see the heavens black to believe. All I need is a little puff of cloud. It don't even have to be dark and laden and pregnant with water. It could be a white little fluffy cloud up there, but that's all the signal I knew. When Elijah seen that, he jumped up. He said, I didn't just see a cloud. I heard a sound. I heard abundant rain in there. I heard, come on somebody, I heard a cloud burst coming. I've come to tell you, before he could get down from the mountain, he said, Elijah, you better get down. Amen. Ahab, you better get down from this mountain. Don't let the rain stop you, sir, because it's coming. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Ezekiel 10:1-5 is a sound of cherubim's wings, which is a sound of the supernatural. Somebody say the supernatural. I wish I had time to preach on it. You can be seated 30 seconds. We'll lose a little weight tonight. I saw some of you as a preacher begin to say, shout for something you want God to do. I seen it on you right here as you were shouting for you want something you wanted to happen. It wasn't even what you wanted. It was for somebody else. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, God heard your cry. I don't know which one and who it was you were shouting for, but God, I wish I had somebody to help me right here. God heard your cry. You were not selfish with your praise. I don't know when it's going to happen, if it's next week or next month, but I hear the sound of cherubim's wings. You're about to hear the sound of the supernatural. You're about to get a testimony, amen, of a supernatural intervention. If you believe that, throw your hands up in the air and give God praise in advance. Oh, I wish I had somebody believed it. Somebody's church is about to change. Somebody's city's about to change. Somebody's job's about to change. I hear cherubim's wings. I hear the sound of the supernatural. Can I preach like I feel?
Amen. You can be seated. There's the sound of preaching. Ezekiel 33:5. Hear the sound of the trumpet. And it took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Amen. The sounding of the trumpet is the sound of the preacher. Thank God for the preacher. There ought to be something in you that when the preacher gets to preaching, amen, it may not be the most perfect little sermon you ever heard. But because the preacher is preaching, the trumpet's blaring. And the Bible said, if you hear the preacher, amen, you deliver your own soul. I don't know about you, but I'd hit somebody and say, I hear preaching tonight. Come on, I've come to preach to somebody. You don't have to leave lost. You don't have to leave bound. You can leave delivered. Devil don't want you to hear it, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. Someone ought to have to preach, preacher. Let this be a church that always, amen, rejoices at the sound of preaching. Psalms 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Thank God for a joyful church. Amen. Whenever you know the joyful sound, don't let all of our praise and stuff scare you. People been in football stadiums all over this country, acting crazy, painting their hair all kind of colors, painting their face all kind of colors, freezing cold some places, they stripped off down to the waist, acting crazy. Then we come up here in a church, they've had to drink Schlitz malt liquor, Coors, wine, they've had pre-game drinks, during game drinks, they'll have after game drinks. They have to do all of that to get excited. Their team could score 40 points, and if they hadn't been drinking, they still couldn't get excited. But in here, we're acting more crazy than they are. We hadn't drank Coors. We have been drinking Michelob. We haven't been drinking Chivas Regal. It hadn't been a little bourbon and Coca. It hadn't been orange juice and vodka. We just woke up with our mind on God, and there's a joyful sound, and there. Therefore, we walk in the light of his countenance. Somebody ought to just go ahead and throw your hands up and say, I love the joyful sound. Come on, tell the Lord, I thank you for the joyful sound. Psalmist David said, blessed is that people who knows a joyful sound. The word blessed expresses the state of prosperity and happiness that comes when a superior bestows favor upon somebody. Joyful literally means an acclamation of joy, the clamoring of the trumpets, the high joyful sound, and a battle cry. But there's also the sound, amen, of prayer. Thank God for prayer. Hell hates the sound of prayer. Hell hates the sound of preaching. Hell hates the sound of prophetic rain. Hell hates the sound of angels moving. Hell hates the sound. Hey, man, of joy in the house. He can't understand. He's been beating on you all week long. You still keep coming in here with joy in your heart. He hates the sound. He hates it whenever you put off a vibration. Hey, man, that says, I'm going through hell, but I'm happy. Hey, man, I'm going through a valley, but I'm happy. You cause hell to scratch his head and say, what in the world are we going to do? You can't do nothing with it because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Look at somebody and say, a joyful sound. Then there's a sound of prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of righteous people availeth much. High five somebody and say, effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. Turn to somebody else and say, effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. Tell somebody else, effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. Elijah prayed and a dead child lived. Elisha prayed and another dead was raised. Jesus prayed and Lazarus came forth. Jesus prayed and 5 loaves and 2 fish fed 25,000. Jesus prayed and a storm went silent. Peter prayed and Dorcas lived. The people prayed and Peter was loosed. Paul prayed and Publius, his father, was healed. I've come to preach to somebody that prayer puts God in your situation with commanding force. Oh, you need to grab somebody by the hand right now and just pray. Come on, I'm not going to be too much longer. My not some little light sissified prayer, but a fervent prayer. Amen. Deep crieth unto deep. Prayer. Hell hates it. Hell hates it when you pray. Hell hates it when you take hold of the horns of the altar. Hell hates it when you fight for your sacrifice. Hell hates it whenever you pray. No, they're praying. Oh no, they're praying again. Prayer opens the windows of heaven. Prayer sets angels to moving. Prayer sets God into action. Prayer employs heaven on your behalf. Somebody shout prayer. You can be seated if you want to. So we are charged by the word of God to pray. Luke 18 and 1. We are charged always to pray. Philippians 4 and 6. In everything by prayer. Romans 12 and 12. Continuing instant in prayer. 1 Timothy 2 and 8. Praying everywhere. Ephesians 6, 18. Praying always. Matthew 21 and 22, all things, everybody say all things. Everybody say all things. Hit somebody next to you and say all things. Whatsoever ye shall desire, if you are asking prayer, believing, you shall receive. How do you get what you want? You got to pray, honey. I've come to tell you the devil don't want you to pray. But if you pray, God's going to answer your prayer. Come on, high five three people around you and say, pray. When things aren't going good, pray. When hell's coming against you, pray. Because when you start praying, oh, Jesus. Amen. You may not even know what to pray. But as soon as you start saying, oh, Jesus. Hell says, oh, no. I hear a sound. I hear prayer. I hear effectual prayer. God's going to answer them. Come on, I want you to stand to your feet, everybody. I want you to turn around to somebody and say, what's your problem? Now look at them and say, pray about it. Come on, look at somebody and say, what's your problem? Pray about it. Come on, look at somebody and say, what's your problem? Pray about it. John 14, 33 or 13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. If you're going to do prayer, pray in Jesus' name. If you're going to pray for food, do it in Jesus' name. If you're going to pray for a miracle, do it in Jesus' name. John 15 and 7. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, I wish I had a believing church now. Come on, look at somebody and say, what would you like done to you? Pray about it in Jesus' name. Now watch me. You don't pray like this. Oh, Lord, please. God, please, please. No, the Lord said, pray a prayer of faith after he cursed that tree that didn't bring forth fruit. And the disciples saw it the next day. He wheeled around to teach them a lesson. He said, and I say to you, whatsoever you say when you pray, which means you can't pray without saying something. Believe, you got it, but some of them didn't even get it. Believe that what you are saying, you have. That's what the prayer of faith is. The prayer of faith is not, well, I hope it happens, but the prayer of faith is, as the words come out of your mouth, in your spirit, you're saying, I got this. I'm praying for my backslid boy to pray through, and he's already talking in tongues. I don't pray with hope. I pray with faith. Somebody will throw your hands up now and speak what you believe. You are pregnant. You will have a child. You will get the raise. God will make a way out of no way. If some of you would pray as hard as you run, if some of you would pray in the prayer of faith as much as you shout hallelujah, You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That ought to make some of y'all that ain't moved yet all night. Go ahead and say you ain't emotional. Go ahead and say you ain't built that way. But when we talk about talking to the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, that's all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere God. And he said, you ask what you will of me in my name, and it shall be done unto you. You wouldn't be going, Lord, give us revival. Lord, no, no, no. It's the effectual, fervent prayer of righteous people. Amen. When you get up in the morning, amen, we're not just saying, Lord, touch Birmingham. Amen. We're saying, Lord, thank you for touching Birmingham, because we know whatsoever we shall ask, he shall do it unto us. Oh, I wish I had somebody in here that was praying for a miracle that would shout like it was already done. Hell hates a praying church. Hell hates a praying church. But this is a praying church, devil. Woo! So revival is birthed in prayer through effectual, fervent prayer, groaning, words that are unutterable, praying in the Holy Ghost. Mark 6:22, ask what thou wilt. Ask and it shall be given. Matthew 21:22. Whatsoever you shall ask. John 14:13. Ask in my name. Hell hates the sound of prayer. Because when you run out of words, the Holy Ghost in you says, okay, step back. Say all you can say. Say it until you get white stuff coming out the corners of your mouth. Have you ever prayed so hard you got foam coming out the corners of your mouth? Have you ever prayed so hard you broke blood vessels in your face? Have you ever prayed so hard your gut started hurting? Come on, somebody. If you haven't, welcome to real prayer. Because right when you get to that point, everything in you is going to say quit. But I've come to tell you, don't stop now. Because as soon as your vocabulary runs out, you're going to hear another sound. Hey, it's another sound. I said it's another sound that hell hates. It's talking in tongues. It's intercessory prayer. Hell don't know what you're saying, but it hates that sound. As long as you're saying what you want, it's good and it'll work. But hell understands what you're saying. But as soon as you go one step further, and that Holy Ghost says, okay, I got this. Look at somebody and say, the Holy Ghost said, I got this one. Now I'm going to pray. Amen. He starts praying in another tongue. Hey, man, you say, I ain't never done that. Well, the first key is you got to learn to talk in that tongue. And the way you do that is you got to get the Holy Ghost. John 3:3, Jesus said, the wind blows where it lists. You can hear the sound thereof. You can hear it coming, but you don't know from whence it came. The word sound in the Greek is phoné, where we get the word phonics. So he says to Nicodemus, so is every man that is born again. What he was saying was, when you are born again, you're going to begin to speak another language. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They said, these Jews, we hear them speaking in our own tongue. What was it? It was another language. Come on, somebody. And then when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, there's another sound that the devil hates to hear. I want to stop, grab somebody by the hand and say, let the sound out. Come on, get somebody by the hand. Children, learn to pray. Young people, learn to pray. Hell hates it when you bow the knee, sir. And your 401k won't meet your needs. But you get down on the floor and you begin to pray. Heaven's about to bring some things to pass in Birmingham. You may be visiting from another church, but the word from the Lord for you is, it's time to pray with faith now. God's about to change your city. God's about to change your church. God's about to change your situation. God's about to turn your family around. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Devil says no. Principalities and powers of the air say no. But the church just keeps on praying. It's a sound that devil hates to hear. That devil hates to hear a man pray. That devil hates to hear a husband of a house lift his hand up and say, God, I need help. And the devil hates to hear a grandpa pray. He hates to hear children pray. Pentecost was born out of prayer and praise. Acts 4, the place was shaken through prayer. Peter and John, Peter and Paul, or Paul and Silas were brought out of a prison because they prayed and sang praises. As you got your neighbor's hand is lifted into the air. The word for this church tonight is, you know how to worship and you do pray, but now God calls you to another level of prayer. You're about to birth something now. When Zion travails, she brings forth. I call you into burning, travailing prayer now. Amen. You may not understand a word you're going to say. You may only moan and groan. Amen. Heaven understands it, and it just confuses hell. So if you run out of words, just moan. Amen. If you run out of words, just groan. Heaven said, I understand it, and hell hates it. Come on, husband, you ain't prayed yet. Come on, sir, you ain't prayed yet. Hey, man, you say everything's okay. Well, you better send up some preparatory prayer. You better send up some preventative maintenance prayer. Your money may be okay now, but God, I pray that you'll just keep on blessing me. That's it, young lady, there, pray. That's it, newlywed, pray. That's it, young wife, pray for the children you don't have yet. Start sending up prayers as a memorial. Is there somebody that'll get out of your seat and make your way to this altar and say, I'm going to pray. This is going to be a wake of fervent prayer. Is there somebody that'll make a step of faith and say, I hear you, preacher. I'm going to pray. You say, what do you want us to do, Brother Godwin? Lift your hands up and pray. It wouldn't hurt if we all just moved on into intercession here for about 5 minutes. Hey, Messiah. Kondo Shita Messiah. Somebody ought to pray in tongues. Hey. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up your most holy faith. Come on, young people, learn to pray. Come on, young girl, pray. Come on, young mother, pray. Come on, single father, pray. Come on, single mother, pray. I pray knowing I'm going to get what I'm praying about. I'm praying in faith. I'm praying in Jesus' name. I'm praying effectually fervent. I'm praying until I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Somebody ought to pray. Somebody ought to pray. Oh, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the down say, I'm coming up. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Amen. Let the backslider pray, I'm coming home. Let the lukewarm pray, I'm firing up. Yeah, let the church pray. Let the church pray. Come on, men. You need to lift your hands up, sir, as the priest of your house. And you need to pray. You need to close your eyes and you need to work with worrying about being under control, and you need to move into prayer till it shakes you, until the pillars begin to move and the cloud fills the house. Somebody ought to pray. Come on, young lady, pray till it doubles you over. Come on, sir, pray till your belly hurts. Pray till your stomach gets tight. Pray till you run out of words. Come on, young man, lift your hands up and close your eyes. You got the privilege to address the God of the universe. Talk to him. Call him by his name. Jesus. 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 You can pray your way out of trouble. Pray your way out of bondage. Pray your way out of depression. Pray your way out of suicide. You can pray your way fruitful. Come on, somebody, pray. Come on, somebody, pray. Somebody's home's about to be blessed. Somebody's marriage is about to be blessed. Oh, somebody, pray. It's going to be praying people that are blessed. Praying people that are lifted. Praying people that are exalted. Somebody, pray. Time, just stay with it. Get your hands up. I'm taking care of business now. Hey, I'm praying about it. I'm speaking those things that are not as though they are. I'm praying about it now. Come on, I'm praying about it. I gotta get out of this immorality. I gotta get out.